An effort is underway to have the jersey number 21 retired throughout all of Major League Baseball. That's the number right fielder Roberto Clemente wore when he played for the Pirates from 1955 to 1972. 90.5 WESA's Deanna Garcia reports today would have been the Great One's 83rd birthday. He died at the age of 38 when a plane carrying earthquake relief supplies crashed into the ocean with him aboard.
The number 21 is already retired in Pittsburgh, and this isn't the first attempt to retire Clemente's number league-wide, but so far it has been the largest push. The only number retired league-wide is 42, worn by Jackie Robinson, who broke the color barrier. The Retire 21 campaign is led primarily by PR firm Mark USA and Dwayne Reeder, curator and director of the Roberto Clemente Museum. Reeder says Clemente presents a special case.
We're doing this because of the great humanitarian that Roberto Clemente was and how he died and how he was helping people. That's what he did. Every day that he wasn't playing baseball, he was teaching kids.
But not everyone is in favor of retiring 21 league-wide. Pittsburgh sports author and historian Jim O'Brien says it could open the floodgates.
Babe Ruth was the greatest baseball player of all time. His number is not retired. Lou Gehrig's number is not retired. Willie Mays' number is not retired.
Supporters of Retire 21 say it's about much more than baseball. Julio Ricardo Varela is host of the In the Thick podcast and penned an article on the issue for ESPN. He says Clemente was a role model who transcended the game, and retiring his number is a no-brainer.
Like, why wouldn't baseball be bold enough to say the history of anti-Latino-ness, like, based on race and ethnicity and language and cultural barriers, has been just as ugly as the color barrier? He actually broke those barriers and represents everything we want to be, everything that baseball represents.
But that's part of the opposing argument, that Roberto Clemente has already been honored appropriately. O'Brien points to the bridge named after him, a statue of him that stands outside PNC Park, and to the Roberto Clemente Award given by the MLB each year to a player who's done humanitarian work.
I just think that we ought to quit bending over backwards to do that. He has been honored properly. He's one of the greatest sports figures we've ever had in Pittsburgh.
One of the biggest arguments against the movement, though, is that it would degrade the honor extended only to Jackie Robinson. Varela disagrees and says that while Robinson opened the door for blacks in Major League Baseball, Clemente was a bridge, especially for Latino players.
I think Major League Baseball would send a powerful message just saying, like, we acknowledge this. This game is a Latin American game, and Roberto Clemente is the godfather of Latin American wing of Major League Baseball.
Rob Ruck agrees. He's a professor of sports history at the University of Pittsburgh. He says Latin Americans have become the largest minority group in baseball, and it's thanks to Clemente.
The Dominican Republic, Cuba, Venezuela, Puerto Rico, Nicaragua, and other islands are not only the best source of talent baseball has ever seen, certainly since integration, they really do provide us with a disproportionate number of the best players.
Past efforts to retire 21 went nowhere. Former MLB chairman Bud Selig was against it, as is Jackie Robinson's family. Ruck says it often takes a lot to move Major League Baseball.
It's my sense that Major League Baseball has done the right thing when it's been embarrassed. They didn't do anything really about performance-enhancing drugs until it was a scandal.
But museum owner Reeder says with a new baseball commissioner in place, now may be the time.
I think it's going to happen. This could be, I think this is the year. It might not end up getting retired this year, but we're going to be on the map.
Calls and emails to MLB and the Pirates went unanswered. The Retire 21 effort is currently collecting signatures for a petition to send to MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred and is building its social media and in-person campaigns. I'm Deanna Garcia, 90.5 WESA News.